This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
No, don't get Rico starting to talk about the toothpaste. You know where that leads. How the hell is everybody? Rico, I got to tell you, the weather is elite. The coffee is elite. Some days it just tastes better. And Rico, the television last night was elite. And we're not talking Bowling Green and CMU, although that backdoor cover was criminal. I'm going to ask a question now. This is probably a bad idea. But you want to roll with me on this?
We're not talking action?
I mean, I can. No, it's not. Ridiculous. They blew the cover late. The point, I want to ask a question to people. So don't get all bent out of shape, because I didn't even have a dog in the fight. I just pulled up my lawn chair and wanted to watch the world burn from a good safe distance. I felt like last night with the election was like the greatest football game you've ever seen. Like, for once, I felt like Kenny. So Kenny's a Georgia fan, and you're watching. I mean, I was going through four different networks. I was trying to get every perspective, and just chaos. The point is, you go in, and I felt like one side felt like they were favored by 21.5. And then real quick, there was like a Carson Beck pick six. And you're like, all right, shake it off. No big deal. And then it was like, oh, hell, down 13-7 at half. Like, what? This isn't going well. Then they come out of halftime and their best player blows their knee out in the third quarter. And then it was full panic. And I'm going like, Rico, I'm going four different channels. And I hadn't seen 2:30 in the morning in ages. But I stayed up and watched everything.
Wait, you stayed up to 2:30?
I did. I was fascinated. Rico, and you know me. It's like, I will take a polygraph if you ask me to do this. I'm serious. I'm not mad that Trump's in. I'm not happy. I legitimately DGAF. None of this matters to me. They're both just going to pill for my bank account. So here's my point. Rico, I was fascinated. Both at like, because when you put up a magic wall with numbers and data, I'm in. I'm stuck now. And I mean, oh, let's go to Cook County. And then they're like, hey, here's what happened in 16 and then 20. And then we're going to do a stat overlay. And then I'm pulling up like Pro Football Focus, trying to get like Laguna Beach analytics. I couldn't stop. And then, of course, it was like most of the media is on the left anyway. So, like, they're starting to melt down. And you're racist. No, you're racist. I'm like, oh, my God, I couldn't. I was transfixed on the election. Well, and I didn't even have a team. It was like watching Georgia and Bama. I don't like either of those teams, but it was gripping.
See, it was funny because old man Valenti, like, guys, you don't know, but calling Mike after 9:30 is iffy.
At that point, hold on. Give me 10 o'clock. Hold on a minute.
At 9:30, you can tell that Mike, thank you, David. Mike's got his nightcap on. He's got his candle getting ready to walk upstairs.
MF, I'm not Bert and Ernie, and I resent this. And MF does not stand for my friend. You must be kidding me.
Mike, seriously, at anything, unless I know, like,
oh, you sons of bitches.
It's It's like the one time we had that parlay bet, and I was up late watching that West ASU game, and you were up, and I'm like, wow, okay, this must be big because Mike's up. So to hear you say 230, but no,
yeah,
I was with you. See, I saw it differently. I saw it as a game that had a bunch of bridge crossings, that it was this side was favored by 3.5. Now this side, it swung back over to 2.5 this side. By the end of the night, it was a pick'em game going into the game. So you really didn't know. Both sides thought they had the game plan. I didn't flip from four different channels. I went to the master himself, John King. John King is a surgeon with the wall.
Well, the good part is now every network, like even Jefferson Pilot, has a magic wall.
Yeah.
I mean, now it's really a whiteboard with crayons, but every network has a wall.
Oh, no. But see, the thing I like about John King takes you to your neighborhood. And if you look closely, there's your house. Okay.
Hey, there's Rico's fake high school. They didn't vote.
Okay. There you go. So, no, what I saw, it was like, okay, the game is going. You're holding on, and then all of a sudden, whoa, was that a turnover? There was a fumble, and then it went from being an anticipated game to it ended up being just a steamrolling at the end where, see, I cashed out like, yeah, I already see how this is about to happen. I think I around 11, 1130, I was just like, yep, I'm good.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, you know what it is, too, is like for something I don't participate in, I legitimately find it fascinating. I find it fascinating on like the data, you know, of okay, well, why did this change 4 years ago and why did these people vote like this? But then I'm also fascinated how people turn it into like this team sport thing. Mm-hmm. So like for me, it's easy because I'm not invested in it and I'm not upset by any of it. Like it legitimately doesn't matter. I mean, do I have thoughts and do I have reasons I think it went the way it went and stuff like that? Sure I do, but nobody cares. And like, there's no point in talking politics. I don't care. It was a question for our listener base, Rico, of just, were you all in like me? Like, did you find yourself like, wait, what time is it? And why am I still doing this? But it was every 3 or 4 minutes I was switching to a different network.
Oh no.
Cause I love all the different perspectives. And then like, seeing people like break down and melt down, other people are popping bottles. I mean, it was, and you're right, the magic wall doesn't get old. I've never learned more counties in Wisconsin than election night.
Okay, and see, and that's why I like John King, because John King doesn't care. John King is just there to just educate you. And the only thing that I really took away from it, just as a side note, and when John King is like, I've done 10 elections and it's death, taxes, and Wayne County never has their votes done on time. And I just slumped down and put my head down. I was like, yeah, that's us. Sorry, sir. We just can't get it right. For some reason, we just can't count votes until like 3 days later. I digress. But no, okay. I like him because it's not about the talking heads, and I don't want to hear about the different spin. He just does a deep dive and goes from count. Okay, look at this county. That looks like something, right? But if you look at that, they lost 10 votes right there. Those 10 votes can matter in something like this. And he
now listen.
Just,
if you going, zoom in a little more,
right.
And this is Mack Avenue.
Right.
This is the. I'm like, dude.
And what's great is we zoom in a little bit more. There's Mike. Wave to him, Mike. That's Mike.
Yeah, there's me giving you the middle finger. No, I can't help it. It's a once every 4 year event. And let me say this. I don't care who won, whether it was Trump or Harris. It does not matter to me. The point I'm making is I'm glad that whoever won, that it was a blowout. Because what I did not want to endure was this national discourse over 4, 6, 8, 10 weeks of recounts and diddly doos. And I'm going, at least, whether it was left or right, at least they won. It's done. The game's over. We didn't end it on a Lions-Atlanta 10-second runoff controversy call. Don't need that.
Right. Yeah, I did not need 2 months of stop the steal. I didn't need any. I didn't need Arizona to do a recount for an eighth time. I didn't need any of that. Yeah.
Well, you're on the board down in Maricopa, aren't you?
Well, I've moved up here to Wayne County. We're trying to get things right.
City Commissioner Beard. No, David, I mean, I talked to you briefly earlier. You were like me. I mean, I'm exhausted today, and it wasn't even sports related. It wasn't even like a Tigers West Coast, you know, first pitch. I was just legitimately fascinated at dialogue both ways, the magical maps, the people melting down. I'm sorry. Were you like me?
See, here's the thing. I was my own John King. I had four screens going on.
Oh, dear God.
TV, computer, iPad, phone. I was going from thing. Oh, let me mute this. Let me hear this. Let me mute this. Let me hear this. I want to hear them. I was all over the place, four different channels. But you guys are right. It was like a game because at some point, I told myself at 12:30, I said, I got to go to sleep. I got to get up early, take my sons to school. And then something happened, and I'm up for another hour. And I'm up till 2:30, and I'm like, can't believe this.
David,
it was great.
I'm fascinated.
Well, and I did want to hear him talk. Like, once Trump won, I'm like, all right, well, let me see what he's got to say. Like, I couldn't. It was like waiting outside in a line at a bar in your 20s. You're like, well, I've waited this long. I may as well see it through.
Right.
Got to make sure we get those $2 you call it.
I just figured Trump came in like Brian Branch, just like, yep, I got it. I'm back.
The whole night. And look, what David's saying is true. It is just when I would see someone sound like that drop you just played, like literally their head was exploding, melting down. Yeah, there were a couple of hosts last night who sounded that way. And I'm like, well, I'm in for another 15 minutes. I can't stop. This is amazing. But no, I legitimately don't care. Hey, man, if your guy won last night, God bless. That's great for you. If your candidate didn't win, I don't know what to tell you. What are you going to do? Move to Canada? Grow up. The point is, were you locked in on this last night? And I am totally fine if people go, not in this lifetime or the next. Completely ignored it. I know for me it's easier because it's much like religion. I mean, not only am I agnostic, I'm an atheist. I just don't believe in our political system. It's silliness. Oh, dude, let me tell you, Rico, off air, I'll give you a few quotes where the person I was listening to sounded that way. But I'm not going to do that on the air because I don't want to upset or incite, or people are very fragile. I don't want people to have to go to the panic room or the trigger room.
Oh, no.
Have a brownie and a Lego set.
No. They're
woke up. I also heard some people sound like that last night.
Woke up to a lot of text messages. Like, just, it took like 15 minutes to catch up on a thread. Like, okay.
As people I get none of that. All my friends know I don't care, so it's great.
Well, no.
Like, I don't, oh, Rico, you poor thing. A group text involving the election?
Well, we have a group text just to talking about everything. So they stayed up, and they were just kind of giving the blow-by-blow. I cashed out because, once again, John King, I know more about the U.S. map and different counties and this and that. And the
Buck
demographic
County
breakdown.
In Milwaukee. I was like, Buck County? I got
to
visit.
No. But see, now we need to go to Erie, Pennsylvania. Because right here, this is going to settle it all right here. Let's zoom into the map. It's just like, he's like the professor in college I never had that I always wanted. I would never miss that man's class. Because
I was bouncing between him, and then Fox had a dude, and their map looked different, and they were doing different things. And then, you know, Goofball Kornacki, who they also have on horse racing now,
right,
which don't even get me started why he's there. But his sleeves are rolled up to his armpits, and he's like, zibbity-boo and bobbity-boo. And I'm like, it was great. I mean, I was riveted. Because, I mean, it is once every 4 years. But, look, you can take a text in. If you're bent out of shape at that, I can't help you. You need to look at the mirror. That's a YP, not an MP. But I was riveted. I stayed up till 2:30 in the morning. And guess what? The sun came up, and I went and got a haircut this morning, and I'm at work. Life moves on. But if you're taking it hard, I don't know what to tell you. David, we'll get to the ticket text. Is Kenny here? Kenny, are you okay?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Kenny. Question, were you comfortable with the Georgia comparison I made?
No, I was not. You said a Carson Beck pick six. It really hurt my feelings.
All right, but you get my point.
Not where I thought he was going with that. Okay.
No, but you know what I'm saying is, like, you went into the game last night. It felt like one side was like, oh, man, we're favored by 24.5. And then, Vanderbilt's not going away.
Have you ever switched over to a game, like, maybe a quarter of the way through it, and you're like, this first quarter did not go the way I expected it to?
Yes.
I was a little busy last night, so I got home about a quarter of the way through the coverage, and I was like, oh, this is not what I expected to be happening.
Wait, you were busy last night. What did you have, an event?
I had to run some errands, Mike.
Okay. Hey, I just didn't know if you were competing with your neighbors upstairs.
No. Roberts.
All right. 248-539. Okay, that'll be sufficient. 248-539-9797. We have heard from Scott Harris. We are going to give you that. I've got a Lions topic to get to. And yes, college football a couple different ways. Playoff brackets are out. Rico has from best game, best matchup to worst on the hypothetical magic wall. We're going to turn Rico into Black John King.
Oh.
It's going to be exciting later. It's going to be great. Or Cornacki, Blacknacki, whatever you like, we're doing it. Because I really want to see from your perspective, the 12-team playoff is your dream. Well, now you're starting to see matchups. Which of these actually gets you excited? So we'll do that. We got a lot of good stuff to do, but yeah, I wanted to do a segment or two of just, were you transfixed like I was last night, or did you just opt out altogether and hit the human portal and just go, you know what, weed gummy sleep, I'm out.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll get some ticket texts, get to a couple of calls. We are going to get to the Tigers. We have received a missive from Scott Harris. We got college football to talk about and maybe a little bit of Lions today. Obviously, they will be a big focus as the week goes along. Just asking people, were you totally in or totally out on last night with the election? Just watching it. Don't care what side you're on. If you won, congrats. If you didn't, well, I don't know what to tell you. Grow up and go to work today. The point is, I was fascinated on all levels. I mean, and Rico and I are simpatico on this. Every network now has its own magic wall. Like, I want a magic wall at Spartan Stadium. Like, I can't stop. They're breaking down the counties and this flipped to this color, or this is who we're blaming for this not going our way. Like, I couldn't stop. I was just like, this is fascinating. So just wondering if you were all in or all out. If you're all out, I'm not mad at you. Again, I'm just not invested in it. David, what does the ticket text have to say? This could be the worst idea of my afternoon.
The election was MSU Bama in the college football playoff. Hang around for a quarter, then run out the gym.
It was a blowout. Yeah. It was remarkable because, like, it was both both Fox and CNN did the same kind of presentation of like, "Hey, here's where candidate A is overperforming," and they put up like Trump, and it was like, you know, dots everywhere, right? Then they put up Harris, and it was, you could have played the cricket drop that we play, and I'm like, holy mercy. It was crazy. I'm like, this is unbelievable.
I was locked in on Tuesday night, Red Zone, 7 hours of commercial-free politics.
Yes! That's what it felt like. Let's go to the double box.
Could you imagine if you had a version of Scott Hansen who brought in all the network coverage and you had Election Zone? And like, you're pulling from Fox, you're pulling from CNN, you're pulling from MSNBC, you're pulling from, you know, whatever, News America. Dude,
I wonder how come they never thought about that.
Well, it's only once every 4 years. I don't know what your ROI would be on something like this.
That's true. But wait, but just wait till the witching hour.
Where wins become losses and losses become wins.
Mike Rico, you're 100% right. Describing my night exactly. It was back and forth between every network all night. More drama than most NFL games nowadays.
It's almost too is like, and again, I mean, you have to call it what it is. Is a vast majority of the media is Democratic, liberal, whatever you want to say, left. Seeing these people like either outright fall apart or use copium or hopium, I couldn't stop. It was like when they do Surrender Cobra with fans. And again, if the election had gone the other way, I would have taken the same approach. It's amazing. Like, people treat it like a team sport. It's wild.
Well, it is a team sport, Mike. What do you mean treat it like? It is a team sport. Like, people last night either went to sleep or woke up this morning feeling victorious, like, hey, we won, or, oh, my God. And not only did you lose the trophy game, you have to wait 4 years to get the trophy back.
Sounds a lot like being an MSU fan.
Exactly.
I love this next text because
trophy case empty.
This next text is amazing because I didn't even know they did this.
Yeah.
Was at the bar last night. The presidential race on almost every channel. You would have thought the Lions won the Super Bowl. America.
That was wild. It was wild. And again, look, I have misgivings because the way we do this radio show, and it's just Do I have thoughts and would I like to go different directions and have some fun? Of course, but people are not capable of having fun with this stuff. So the juice isn't worth the squeeze for me. Like, I would love to have a conversation about some things because I do think last night was impactful, and I think it was bigger than an election. And I do, you felt like something else was happening, and I would love to explore that and talk about it. But then it's like, yeah no, that's people can't handle that.
Yes, I agree with you. I do think that a statement was made across the board. And
but it was, it was wild. But yes, election zone.
But
we need to
what?
Do it.
We'll just leave it at
Octobox. All right, David. Hour.
Finally,
where incumbents become toast.
Right, where states go from blue to red and red to blue.
Red to blue.
Finally, a little lightheartedness around politics. Thank you guys for this. I love it. This is amazing.
We wanted to, out of a 4-hour show, guys, here's the deal. Like, you want to go behind the curtain with your favorite show, or maybe it's the show you love to hate, whatever. Look, we had a lot of conversation off the air, and I said to David, Rico, I even talked to Powers about it. I said, look, I just don't think it's wise to whistle by the graveyard. Like, you can't ignore the biggest story on the globe that is sending, frankly, shockwaves across planet Earth. And as much as, yes, we're going to, quote, do the sports, shut up and dribble, we're going to do that. But, like, yeah, two segments where if you're offended by what we're doing, you're looking to be offended, and I don't care. Like, that's nothing we're saying is offensive. None of it is partisan. Right. And it's really just about the event itself and the idea that I stayed up till 2:30 in the morning without having a team to root for. I'm like, that's gripping television. That was wild.
The fact that you stayed up to 2:30 in the morning. Okay, Mike, it's over. Did you put money on this?
No, but I'm going to tell you, man, if I could have bet, Rico, if I could have bet Van Jones crying his eyes out at minus 150, that would have been a Costa lock.
No, you know what it was? No, I think, honestly, imagine if you could have, come on, man.
Woo! That's, I want to make that my text ring.
Come on. That, hey, Van, would you like butter on your toes?
Dude, you know what he's turned into? He's Dick Vermeil.
Yeah.
He basically, he's the old Philadelphia Eagles and Rams coach. Used to cry at everything. My goodness.
Yeah.
Gary, I don't want to go any deeper into but I got a highlight reel from last night.
I wonder, man, imagine if you could have live bet this thing as it was going down. That would have been fun to do. Like, bet each state. That would have been fun. Just saying. 248-539-9797. Did you have as David much fun as we did?
Yeah. Listen, you know, some people, I can't believe they're making light of this.
Okay, here's the thing.
Blur, and it's like, I can't help you.
Here's the thing. And this is what I told some people today. This morning when you woke up, nobody really changed. Everybody was the same person as they were last night. No great revolution. Nothing being burned in the streets. Life went on. So, no, you're not. You're not doing that because what did you expect to happen? Hi, we're all still here. Let's move on.
I know. I got a fresh fade, too. I feel good about it. Oh. A good haircut today.
You know what? Yeah.
Well, I mean, life. See, you. Yeah, good.
Well, speaking of sexy, from this ticket text here, I didn't even know that he was back. Amazon broadcast was great. The return of Brian Williams last night.
What?
I didn't even know this.
They dug up his bones?
Yeah. Wow.
He got any more helicopter stories?
Huh.
Well, I didn't know Brian Williams was back. I had a fifth network.
Wow. Wait. Did I ruin election coverage too with streaming now?
I thought about it last Thursday, watching Thursday Night Football. They promoted what they were going to do. I said, here we go. Got to watch streaming.
Rico. Yeah. I got a name for one of the streaming casts you could do, but that would get us in trouble. Let's just say it's a portion of the Peacock.
Big
and we'll leave
Saturday
it there.
Night.
Your incumbent is gone. It was like every person in every state who was trying to maintain office just got launched out of a cannon. Where red becomes blue and blue becomes red. All right, let's do the business because guess what? We have a game to watch tonight, a real one. Not just media foofs melting down. No. We got a real game in the city of Detroit tonight. I want to talk about it briefly and see if Rico thinks I'm totally insane. All right, so I want to get to, we have a game to watch tonight, but a gentleman has called in. I want to take this call, and then Rico, I want you to tell me whether I can get 15 minutes of your time this evening to watch a specific game. Is that fair?
All right, let's go.
I want to get to Dave. He's been very patient. Dave, go right ahead, buddy. Welcome. And Dave.
Dave. Whoops.
Dave's gone.
Hold on.
All right,
Dave,
so Rico.
Are we hit at the same time?
Okay. It's okay. Just everybody calm down. So I want to say something. Now, I try to be very fair. Now, I'm going to kill a team when they're bad. I want to try to build them up when they're good. And I killed the Pistons at 0-4. Now, they've won 3 of 4. And they have a chance for history tonight. Because I legitimately do not remember the last time they won 3 straight games. But the Pistons, they're 3-5. And I'm not making any... My misgivings with Cade in the fourth quarter are intact. But Rico, they have a chance to win their 3rd straight. They are in Charlotte tonight. Charlotte is not a good basketball team. And we talked about this. The bar for the Pistons is very low. Can you be remotely interesting? Remotely. Can you compete for the 11 or 10 seed? Rico, any shot after... Look, the election's done. You got nothing on your calendar tonight. You're not interested in watching Ohio Mac football. Any shot, you'll put the Pistons on rotation to see if they could win their 3rd in a row.
Can I get John King courtside?
Okay.
All right. See, you see here? Here's Kay. Kay's going to go for that shot. Is he going to make it? I don't know. Let's go to the wall and see.
Any chance? I'm just ignoring this and moving on. Magic wall in sports. We need it for every broadcast.
We do. No, I will watch them because I was pleasantly surprised that how they finished the Laker game. I went in there saying, okay, 4th quarter, it's the witching hour where wins becomes losses.
Oh boy.
Like, no, seriously, I was just
and
like
blue becomes red.
Like, okay, how can you disappoint me in this game? Because I was bought in, and then I'm like, oh, wait. And then when they won, it was like, wait, you won the game, and the Lakers actually played starters. This wasn't a charity game. Yeah, I'll watch it. I'm in. I'm there.
My man, Pots and Pans, goes in. No, and I'm being serious. Listen, I understand the bar is low, and I'm not telling you, like, oh, my God, you know, if you don't watch this, you're crazy. It's just an idea of I don't know the last time they've won 3 in a row. If they're going to get anywhere in this life, you got to beat teams like Charlotte, who are not very good. And look, if they could just stay within, I mean, a stone's throw of 500 by Christmas, they will have dodged the hardest part of their schedule. They will at least have given themselves an opportunity to have a, I don't want to say a life, some level of future, some level of hope. It just really struck me as, hey, you know what? I think it's worth mentioning on the show, albeit for 4 minutes, but I just wanted to see where people are at. I mean, David, any shot you tune into this tonight at all, or are you looking at me like I'm insane?
No, I'm going to tune in because I want to see if Tobias Harris can shoot better than 18% from the 3-point line.
Well, listen, he's washed.
You bring him in to shoot threes, and he can't do it.
See, David, if you go back a couple years ago, he would go that. He would shoot the 3 from there, and then he was hitting it. But now.
But you know what?
Get Rico a magic wall right now. There's no other out for us today. We're never moving past this.
Okay. All right. I'm done.
But yes, other than Tobias. Jesus. Yes, I'm interested in watching tonight, not only because of the 3 wins that they can have in a row, but because I want to see how Cade and Ivy look again together. Because the last few games, they've looked good together. And down the stretch is the important part. Because that's when you know, most times, okay, who's going to do this? Who's going to lead? Who's going to...
Yeah.
If they've worked together well the last few games down the stretch. And I want to see it again.
And again, if I'm going to kill them, then I need to be balanced on the other side. Now, I'll give it a run tonight. I want to watch a little bit. I want to see what they look like. And you know what? Look, my sincere hope is they're in a close game and Cade steps up in the fourth quarter instead of playing like a corpse. He's got to become a closer, and he's got to become the lead dog in the fourth quarter. Need to see it. So, yeah, I'm going to flip it on a little bit tonight. I just want to I'm glad I didn't get laughed at, right? No. I mean, it's something. Now, I know Kenny's going to be like, how dare you? The Wings are in Chicago.
But on national TV, the Wings are in Chicago.
Oh, dear God. What's your national TV deal now? Is it still the Outdoor Network?
No, it's TNT.
Come Lifetime?
On. TNT!
Remember when hockey was on the... Remember when they were on the Bear Claw Network or whatever it was?
Yeah, the Fishing Channel, Versus.
Yeah, what the hell was that called?
Versus.
They were on the old Trapper Network.
It went from like fly fishing to Red Wings and Islanders and then back to fly fishing.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. It's just two guys eating beef jerky. Cutscene. Hi, it's Ray Ferraro live from the L.A. Coliseum.
Now they've signed a deal with the ACC and the CW.
Jefferson Pilot Hockey. Saturdays at 11 in the morning.
Moesha, then Red Wings.
That'd be such a contrast.
Make sure you stay tuned tonight after Kraken and Avalanche for 106 in Park.
From Everybody Hates Chris to Detroit, New York.
That's fantastic. David, a couple of ticket texts, and we'll get to the football in about, well, I don't know, 15 minutes. Scott Harris has spoken, and I've got a question, and you get to choose your own adventure. I think it's a very good way to kick off hot stove season as the GM meetings get under full swing. David, what do you got?
The Pistons were 0 for November last season, so any win is a step up, yes. I'm watching tonight to see if they can continue it. That is Jim in Sterling Heights.
Yeah, and I think Jim said it best right there. It's like, look, the bar is low, but it's just, can you guys stay in the rotation of things I want to make a part of my TV viewing? That's all. It's all I'm asking.
Mm-hmm. Wings are on tonight. No thank you on the Pistons. That is signed Kenny Cott. Oh. Someone else says, 100% with you, Mike and Rico. I hate both sides. And I forced myself to go to bed at 10:30, but I was locked in. It was the Super
That's
Bowl,
right.
Matt, in Northville.
It was awesome. I mean, by the way, I don't know if you guys caught this. First of all, breaking news, Britt Hume is still alive. But so I told you, I was flipping every network.
Wow.
Did you guys hear Britt Hume poop his pants live on the air?
That would be a no, dog.
I'm Britt Hume. So, like, he tried the old, like, lean forward and to the left deal. And either that chair needed some serious oil or Britt needed a diaper.
Oh, boy.
You didn't hear this? I know somebody can corroborate this. I'm pretty sure Britt Hume bleeped himself on the air. It was amazing.
I give you credit. No, I you know, like I said, I was locked in. You know where I was at.
I'm Britt Hume. You gotta see it.
I didn't even know he was still on TV.
Whew, I don't know if he did.
Britt, you all right? That's,
sorry, I had the enchiladas. Oh my God. Hold on. Hey, Kenny, do me a favor. Can you do social media? Like, could you possibly do a search? Do they allow that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Could you search Britt Hume fart?
Yeah.
Like, that has to be a thing.
No, it is.
I know I'm not the only.
I saw it live, Mike. I'm with you. I heard it.
Oh, my God. I mean, he wasn't even trying to hide it.
The whole lean to the side thing is what got me. I was like, oh, we're not trying to hide it at all, huh? All right.
Last night was the best. Oh, man. Okay. David, any other ticket texts?
I can't wait to see this. I'm watching it without sound, and I can tell it's something else.
So it is a thing.
Oh,
this is
yeah.
real. Okay. I knew I wasn't crazy. I'm like, did Britt just rip ass? I'm pretty sure he did.
All right. I'll be in there in the break.
Rico, it's fantastic. David, go ahead.
The Ivy leap by itself has made the team worth watching. Monty Williams should be indicted for how he was used last season.
Yeah, I want to see how it looks tonight. I want to see how they play together. Look, it was a nice win over the Lakers. You know, that wasn't a win where LeBron and AD sat out. You know, the Pistons are at such a low state. I'm not going to dog them out when the Sixers don't play anyone and you beat them. Like, that's just who you are. Nobody respects you. I mean, it's that's not an insult. It's reality. But yeah, I want to see them go against a team that's more their weight class and put four quarters together. Play a really good basketball game. Show us you're better. Now, cutscene. They'll lose by 38 tonight. No. I'll be all angry. All right, good talk. Let's do the football, shall we? Day after the trade deadline. We got a little NFL to get to here. Does that work for you? All right, let's touch the table on some football. A lot going on with the NFL post-trade deadline. David, music.
You're right. There is a lot going on post-NFL trade deadline. We will wrap that up in a second, but there's a couple things I want to get to first here because there's an interesting quote here from the Browns GM. He was asked if the possibility that Watson will come back and play quarterback for the Browns. His quote, yeah, I think that's always possible. First of all, he's on a guaranteed contract. Your dead cap will be $172 million next year. Are they really just going to sit him on the bench and pay him $172 million next year?
No.
Rico, you want to take lead?
Yeah, they're not going to sit him, David. I thought maybe Jameis could usurp him and take the job, but Jameis came back down to earth. You got no other choices. So, yes, eventually you're just going to spin the wheel and hope that one of these guys can lead you to victory. Of course he's going to be back.
For me, I think it's bad leadership on his part. I think the way you answer the question is you just say straight up, he's got such a long road injury-wise. Guys, I'm not ready to address that right now. We'll focus on his health. We got a season to finish. We'll deal with that in the offseason. I think when you answer things like that, you just open up so much speculation. But again, maybe I'm just overly critical of it.
So let's get to Marvin Harrison Jr., because there's also a quote from him. Yes. He was talking about some things. They asked him a question, and he said, quote, I just want to be great so bad that it constantly pushes him forward. He said, I just want to be successful. What is really the problem there in Arizona with their usage of him?
I think that it's a bad combination between him and Kyler Murray because both guys are weird. And that's not like weird in a bad way. Like, you know, they're both kind of aloof where you needed one to kind of be the alpha and say, hey, we're going to get good. Me and you are going to practice. You got Murray doing the call of duty and you got Marvin Harrison, who's Mike, just covering him from Ohio State. He's a different kind of cat. Putting those two together. I don't even know if outside of football they've spent 10 minutes together in the same room.
Here's the thing. They're winning without him. So it's a little bit of a difficult situation. So, look, I think long-term, clearly, he's going to be a very good football player. But in the short term, they're not going to upset the apple cart of what they're doing. They're winning. And I look, if I had to bet, will Harrison have a breakout back half of the season? My answer would be yes. There's too much pedigree, too much talent, too much. It'll happen. He's still a rookie. So I'm willing to be a little more patient.
And then what I'll do here is I'll ask a question because I know what Rico's philosophy is here on wide receivers being drafted in the first round. They're a dime a dozen. But with you, what you're seeing this year is not a lot having an impact immediately. So, Mike, are you leaning towards Rico's idea of basically – not drafting them in the first round?
It's just such a case-by-case thing for me, but overall, I do think Rico might be onto something. How about that? I'm not trying to cop out, but sometimes certain prospects, it does jump out at you where you go, you know what? Nope, this dude's different.
Yeah, Julio, Rico, right. Chase.
Yeah, right. Like Rico is onto something, though. He is.
Right, there's a couple of guys that you just know, yep, you're going to take him within the top five picks. But when there's five of them coming out.
Okay. Let me give you a real life example that's very personal to me. Does Malik Nabers affect winning?
No.
What would have had a bigger effect for the Giants? Drafting an elite tackle or an elite pass rusher or an elite corner or Malik Nabers? So to Rico's point, like the wide receiver is not going to lift you out of the depths. Right. I think they're nice to have, and you can find them later. My opinion up top is if you're not taking a quarterback, you take a big person.
Yes.
I want big people that can hurt people.
A tackle or, you know, a defensive edge, a rush edge. Because here's the thing. The wide receiver, the rookie wide receiver, you could probably say it has the biggest impact, came late in the draft. I mean, late in the first round, Xavier Worthy.
Sure.
Or Keon Coleman, who came in the second round. Why? They have quarterbacks. So you can't have a bad team and a new receiver and expect a lot out of that person.
You're not wrong. I hate saying it. You're not wrong.
So let's get to this conversation here. This is to kind of lean into the post-draft situation, which was Bryce Young has just now been named the starter again for this Sunday. But there was a report out there that multiple teams reached out regarding Bryce Young and Anthony Richardson, also for the Indianapolis Colts. They didn't trade them, but does that lean to they'll be moving on from both of these guys in the offseason?
Yes. Now, for the Colts, it'll be more difficult because they might be a playoff team. But for Carolina, guys, there's precedent already. I mean, look how fast, you know, the Cardinals moved on from Josh Rosen. Mm-hmm. If Carolina ends up with the top pick in the draft and they have their choice of the quarterbacks, they're taking one. I just, at least that's how I see it.
Yeah, because, you know, you don't wait 5 years. You don't let the quarterback develop anymore. As soon as you see, you know what, this is not going to be the guy for me, you just, we're going to go ahead and cut you. We're going to release you. We're going to move on. I mean, you think about the top pick that the Jets had. I'm blanking on his name, the quarterback.
Sam Darnold, Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson.
Pick a Jet.
Yeah, you're right. But Zach Wilson, and, he's going to, you know, we all saw his workout. And it was like, and then he was no good. You move on. I think you probably, Anthony Richardson probably would have went for a higher price because there's still a little bit of an unknown factor. He's often injured, but Bryce, I think Bryce is going to go down that road of a Sam Darnold where he's going to be a career backup for a while unless he strikes gold and gets to that perfect situation.
Only one team in the league has stayed with a dead guy for 6 years. Mine.
You just hate to see it. So let's close it out here.
He said, pick a quarterback.
You're right, Mark Sanchez.
I mean, you're right.
Quarterbacks.
Up next, Christian Hackenberg.
Geno Smith.
Chad Pennington.
Keep going. I play this game all day.
So I went through a few articles, and of course, everyone wants to do their winners and losers. But there's just one of each I want to focus on here that I found interesting. The winner. The Chiefs' chance of three-peating. Here's why they say this. Because you saw what Hopkins did on Monday night. But what it allowed was Travis Kelce to hit 100 yards for the first time this regular season. It's opened up things in their offense, which gives their chance of repeating or three-peating a chance.
I'll agree with that because it gives you a viable option. Xavier Worthy is fast, but I don't know if he's a difference maker. But now you need to know where Hopkins is at all times, which means I can't just focus on Kelce. And he did benefit from that because now you're just getting that one-on-one coverage. You're not bracketing him. You're not taking him out of the game because if you did, Hopkins started beating you. So at that point, it was like, okay, the Bucs, we got to pick our poison here. And they said, I'd rather have Kelce because he's not going to at least beat us deep.
I hate everything. Both Rico's right. And the Chiefs are back.
Yeah, it is. It is nauseating.
Take me, Lord. I am ready to meet you.
And then the one loser I wanted to focus on was C.J. Stroud. Because he has faced a ton of pressure this year. They didn't do anything to fix it, thinking that their scheme can fix it. The Texans right now rank bottom five in both pass block win rate and rush block win rate. That's a loser.
Well, but here's the thing, and it's like when you talk to Lion fans. I mean, edge rushers don't grow on trees. How many edges got traded at this deadline? All right, now do the exercise with tackles or guards. Like, it just doesn't happen. I think a bigger part of this is Nico Collins coming back healthy, which by all accounts he's been cleared and may play Sunday. They need Nico Collins desperately.
And also, I don't know if you saw their uniforms with the hydrochrome helmets.
All red.
Yeah.
They're beautiful. Beautiful. I like them a lot.
I do. But they look real nice.
I mean, it won't matter. Hey, it's a good thing they're nice because it's just like when you die. You're going to get buried in a nice suit.
No, they'll look nice in a win on Sunday.
No. Lions win every game by 700. I'm done. I'm not standing in the way of this freight train anymore.
Seriously, Mike, just 700? I wish you would believe in this team.
Alt line. Lions minus 19.5. Let's go.
I'm 21.5.
Okay.
Okay. Hater. All right. That is in football today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.